I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Enduring a long Russian winter can be tough. The days are short, dark, and freezing cold. Many Russians complain of stress and depression in the wintertime. Well, the Russian government thinks it can help by abolishing daylight saving time, and that won't take effect until next fall. So for now, Russians trying to shake off the winter blues need other options. Some are turning to animals for help, as we hear in this report from Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The long winters are no joke here in the motherland. And quite frankly, many people just can't cope, so they're turning to, if not man's best friend, then the next best thing for a little warmth and comfort.
They like cats, they like guinea pigs, and snakes. Snakes, yes, especially for boys. I touched a snake.
That's Yelena Migranova, head of education at the Moscow Zoo. She says people of all ages come to the city zoo during the winter for a little emotional pick-me-up.
Cats purring really help to relax. I know that if you stroke cat, it helps you to become more comfortable, more maybe emotionally positive. And people really feel better.
And Migranova says the zoo works with all types of animals to help people suffering from a range of problems, including seasonal affective disorder. SAD is a mood-related disorder caused by not enough exposure to sunlight. And during the harsh winter months here in Russia, there are typically only a few hours of daylight, if any. The animal therapists include hedgehogs, monkeys, boa constrictors, geese, ducks, raccoon dogs, silver foxes, and even dolphins. This teenage therapy patient, speaking on Russian TV, says he relies on a dip with Flipper to help him deal with illness and stress during the winter. He says, when I got in the water this morning, I felt terrible. I had back pain, but after 20 minutes with the dolphin, I feel fantastic. Many studies have linked depression in the motherland to the immense cold and lack of sunlight. That's what prompted Russian President Dmitry Medvedev to permanently switch the country to daylight saving time. He says creating more daylight will help people deal better with stress and illness. Medvedev says every spring and autumn people get used to changing the clocks, and everyone got used to cursing about it. It disrupts human biorhythms. All this business irritates people, and everyone either oversleeps or wakes up early and doesn't know what to do with themselves. One of Medvedev's top advisors says the time switch will add up to 17% more sunlight next winter. Student Dmitry Artipov is skeptical. He says he prefers to escape the long winters the old-fashioned way, by jet plane.
I usually travel a lot, and I usually travel for hot countries in the beginning of winter and in the end of winter.
But for those who aren't able to get out of Dodge, never fear. The beach is still an option, according to Yelena Migranova. She says the zoo can bring the seashore to you.
We go to hospitals. They touch some objects like snails, shells. They can listen, hear voices, animal voices. And their faces, it's like, like an electric bulb. Suddenly it's so happy, so excited.
For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.